Hi everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Union Oyster House in Boston, Massachusetts. If you're interested in finding out more information about the restaurant or other haunted locations around Boston, check out our Boston Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghosts of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Today, we're going to talk about the Bayfront Westcott in St. Augustine, Florida. Alan, you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about the historic inn?
In the mid-19th century, yellow fever had the medical field confused as to how best to treat the disease. One of the leading experts in treating patients with yellow fever was Dr. John Westcott of St. Augustine. Westcott had studied the virus and was working with people who had been infected. He worked tirelessly to develop a cure. While most medical doctors during that time argued that people who were infected with yellow fever should be quarantined and kept away from the population, Westcott argued that a quarantine was not just unnecessary, but foolish as well. As we know now, yellow fever was passed on through infected mosquitoes. But in the 1800s, no one really knew what was causing the deadly virus or how people got it. Westcott was very vocal at the time, telling anyone he could that the virus was not contagious.
Westcott parlayed his medical career into a position of authority as the Surveyor General of Florida and dabbled in local politics. The Westcott family was tied in politically in Florida as John's brother, James, had been appointed the Secretary of the Florida Territory in the 1830s. He would later go on to serve in the United States Senate when Florida was finally admitted into the Union as a state in 1845. In 1880, Dr. Westcott built a luxurious 16-room house overlooking the scenic Matanza Bay in St. Augustine. When he passed away in 1888, the property fell to his daughter, Rachel. The house changed hands several times, and today it is a popular bed and breakfast that overlooks the bay.
The Westcott House is said to be haunted by the girlfriend of a sailor that died from yellow fever. The woman wears a symbolic black dress as she mourns for her lover for the rest of time. The lady in black has been spotted on the second floor, and it's said that she roams the halls at night. Guests at the Bayfront Westcott have woken to find her standing over them as they lie in bed asleep. When I visited the inn a while back, I struck up a conversation with the maintenance man of the property. We made small talk, and I asked him if it was true the inn was haunted. His face lit up and he told me that it was, and he began to tell me about some of the strange things he had experienced. Then he froze and stopped talking as if he had said too much. He invited me into the office and motioned for a manager to come over. When I introduced myself and asked her about the alleged paranormal activity on the property, she politely told me that while she had seen some strange things on the grounds, she wasn't allowed to talk about it. I mentioned that the maintenance man mentioned it was haunted, and I had heard from other people who had stayed in the bed and breakfast that weird things happened to them. Again, she reiterated her position and told me she couldn't talk about the hauntings. She explained that the owner of the building wanted guests to enjoy their stay and not identify the inn with ghosts and haunted things. Next door to the Bayfront Westcott is the Bayfront Marin House. Like the Bayfront Westcott, the Bayfront Marin House is also haunted. However, the owners of the inn refuse to talk about the paranormal activity on the property, just like the Bayfront Westcott.
In places like Savannah and New Orleans, inns and hotels usually embrace the paranormal. But in St. Augustine, a lot of places try to distance themselves from it. But if you do want to check out a haunted inn that will admit that they're haunted, the St. Francis Inn is only two blocks away from the two Bayfront Inns that don't want you to know about their ghosts. We covered the St. Francis Inn on another podcast last season.
St. Augustine's a great city, especially if you want to do some ghost hunting. due to numerous battles that took place in the area and the deadly yellow fever epidemic we mentioned earlier. A lot of bad things happen in the area, and just about everywhere you go, you can find a haunted place to explore.
We hope you enjoyed hearing all about the Bayfront Westcott. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations in St. Augustine, download the St. Augustine Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com. If you're interested in checking out some of our haunted locations, be sure to check out southernghoststories.com/vacations to find discounted rates on flights and hotels. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had. And feel free to give us ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we really appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we head back to Gallatin, Tennessee to talk about the Schamburger Building.
If you're interested in finding out more information about the cemetery...
Restaurant.
Well, then write it correctly. The Westcott family was tied in politically in Florida as John's brother... What? In 1880, Dr. Westcott built a luxurious 16-room house overlooking the scenic Matanzas Bay. Is that how do you say that?
Matanzas.
Matanzas.
Yeah, right.
I said Matanzas.
That's close.
Why would you phrase it like that?
That's a perfect podcast. There's no mistakes.
Mm-hmm.